that we have received, to give the gifts to others. God is calling us this morning. He said the reason that many does not listen to us, even when we are sharing the gospel, is because of the scale in their eyes. He said we need to pray to be intercede that those scales should be removed, so they can see what we have received, so they can see the salvation that we have accepted, so they can see the glory that we are beholding.
You know what God was revealing to me over the last few days? That even in this church, many of us may not even see heaven. I know there are people outside, but there are people in here that God wants you to just get in place, because you may miss heaven. I want you now to pray for two things. Pray for yourself. Pray that God would also stir you up and send you out, fill you with His Holy Spirit and send you. I've been speaking about this time and time again, about the church sleeping. Saints, it's time for us to wake up. Wake up. God wants to disturb us. He wants to shift us. He wants to stir us. God wants to do that, but He will not force Himself upon you. We have to come willingly. Why don't you just ask God, if you truly want to be used by God, say, God, stir me up this morning. Remove every hindrance from my life. Remove it. I hear the Spirit of God very powerfully in this place. Lord, stir them up, Lord. Stir us up, Lord, including myself. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and send me. Release your anointing, God, in this house. Father, in the name of Jesus, the church in these end times will be full of power and purpose. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, this is the desire of our hearts. We are hungry. Father, in the name of Jesus, do this, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, you may be seated. I want to welcome a very good friend of mine. Oh, is anybody here in Christian Center for the very first time? You're here for the very first time. Please just stand to your feet. We just want to welcome you. Please just stand if you're here for the first time. God bless you. Good to see you. Perhaps one of the ushers will give you a card. You can just fill that in. We'd like to keep in touch with you. Good to see you at Eden. We hope that you're blessed. You're blessed today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Vijay, she's a good friend of mine. Last time I was out in Mauritius, we were ministering together, and we had a wonderful time there. He is used internationally across the world as an evangelist. God used him to perform many miracles. Vijay, she'll probably tell you this, but if you look on the website, you will see that he was an ex-Satanist, and Jesus appeared to him and his friends one particular day, and ever since then his life has never been the same. Vijay, God bless you.
Such it's amazing to be here with you all. How you guys doing? You good?
Yes.
You good?
Yeah.
Really? Well, it's so nice to be here. I want to thank the leadership here. Thank you very much, Pastor Brian, and all the leaders for making this possible. And you know, there's such a joy in my heart and such an honor in my heart. Why? You know, because just before I was there sitting in the back and asking God, what do you want me to share? And you know, the Lord just gave me this title. And here I come, and the sister just prophesied the exact same thing that I'm about to preach. That's just amazing. You know, it's so nice when we see that God is already in it. So we don't have to do anything by ourselves because we know that He is here.
Yes.
And this is what we want to see. Can I just have the musicians to just stay here, if that's okay with you? Please, guys. And before that, I start in the Word and anything that I have on my heart to share with you, I just ask you just to bow your heads and just close your eyes and let's just welcome the Lord. I mean, He's already here. We just acknowledge His presence here. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, God. And today, this morning, we open our hearts and we open ourselves to you.
Yeah.
And we just want to be able to witness your presence as never before. Mm-hmm. Today is not about a man. Today is not about a preacher. Today is not about a message. It's not about a feeling. It's not about how powerful it will be. It's about only Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be only powerful, God. We want it to be Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be amazing. We want it to be Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be anything else but Jesus.
Yeah.
Today, this morning, we just open up our hearts and we just ask yourself that your Holy Spirit can reveal the beauty of Jesus to each and every one of them, Father. It's not about me. It's about you. Let your name be glorified. Let your kingdom come.
Yeah.
And in the name of Jesus, let heaven invade this church right now.
Yeah.
We pray that the heavens are open. We pray right now that the heavens be open.
Yes, God.
And that your presence fills this room. It's all about you, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's only you. Just walk into this room, Father. Moment that you walk in, the atmosphere changes. The moment that you step in, heaven's open. Jesus, the name that carries healing, the name unto which demons tremble. Wow, it's so nice, it's so great to be here with you all. Really, there is such joy in my heart, you know why? Because from the moment that we decided to leave home and come here, well, we had to go to Malaga first and then be here, and then after here we're going to France and then Malaga and then back home. And then after a week I'll be traveling to Reunion Island and then to the US, and then I'll have a time to breathe at home. But just before leaving home, I had like so many troubles in my heart. I don't know why all those things came. You know, at the airport, everything was just turning into a mess. Everything was just turning into a mess, and I knew that somehow God is up to something amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is when Satan wants to intervene. You know, when he sees and he knows that Jesus is up to something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If he doesn't care, that means he's not seeing anything in the spirit that God is preparing.
Yeah.
So today there's such joy in my heart because I want to see what Jesus would do.
Yeah.
I just want to see how he will work, what he will do, how he will perform. It's all about him.
It's all about him.
And before starting in the Word, I just wanted to just keep your eyes on him.
Mm.
It's not about me. It's not about the miracles that we do. We can do nothing.
We can.
It's about Jesus.
Amen.
All that we are only the donkey carrying Jesus in our backs.
Amen.
And all the praise and all the glory goes to him and him alone. Everything is to him.
Yeah.
For all was made for him and by him.
Yeah.
Without him was nothing made.
That's
This is what he wants to tell you. So today, just keep your eyes on him and only on him. You know, I've been going around the world for 3 years, well, four or five years now. And it's amazing to see how Jesus is just amazing everywhere you go. You know, this is how cool it is. You go to Mauritius, he's there. You go to China, he's there. You go to the US, it's the same Jesus. You go to Brazil, it's the same Jesus. And you come here to Eden Christian Center, it's the same Jesus.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing. You know how it amazes me that everywhere I go, I just see how he just loves people, how he just touches the hearts of people, and how a whole generation is transformed and renewed. And that's so amazing to see how he does it. And one day I was in Mexico, and this one little story that really hit my heart, hit me inside of my heart, in this very, very little particular place. I was in Mexico, and in Mexico, the connection that we have there, they have like this huge ministry school. It's basically like Y1. I don't know if you guys know Y1, Youth with a Mission. It's a big association with several thousand kids that come there to be equipped in the ministry. I mean, you can't be equipped in the ministry, but you get the point, right? They come there and they really spend time with the Lord and have this time amazing to be equipped in mission, to be equipped on the mission field and all those things. So I was there and sharing with them for 4 days. And in the end of the fourth day, while I was having my class, in the end of the class, there is this one car that just bumps into the school, and just like two people get out and just say, "Vijesh, please come with us." And I don't know them. I'm in Mexico. I know they kidnap people all over the place there. So I'm just there, I'm like, okay, what's going on? They just say, "My brother's really sick. I need you to come with me now and just pray for him if you can." And I was there in the middle of my class. You know, sometimes it's very good to be comfortable, and now you have to leave everything and just go there and pray. So I'm like, okay, but I don't know how to speak Spanish. So then I just grab a student with you who understands English and just take him along. So I take this one guy from the US and we go together in the car, we drive for an hour, we reach to the hospital. And I get to the hospital, and I go through security in hospitals in Mexico. For some reason, you have airport security. It's like this. You have to get your phone out, your computer out, and everything. And then I walk in, and I go to this intensive care section of the hospital. And when I go there, the doors are closed. There is this one security guy standing outside, and very tough. You can tell, right? He's very tough, and he's here. He's just standing outside. And I come, and I'm just like, "Hey, dude, you know what? I have to pray for someone. Send me in. Quickly, I just do my thing, 2 seconds, and I get out." And I can tell by the way that he was looking at me that he hated God in his heart. You know, when he heard the word prayer, immediately something just shut down. He was like, "No, sir, you can't do this here." I'm like, "Dude, please, thank you. The guy is dying. Let me just get in. Just pray for him, and then I go. I will not disturb anyone or anything that you guys are doing. I respect you, but let me just do my thing, and then I go." And he looks at me and he says, "Sir, I told you cannot pray here. This is a public hospital. You have no right to pray here." I'm like, "Okay, if you don't want me to go in, I will pray here. I'll just pray outside where I am." And this one guy from the US is with me and he's really scared. And you know, the security guy was tough. You can say if he punches me, I'm dead. Okay, so he's here and this guy with me, he's really scared. And I just tell him, "You know what, I'm going to pray here. You want to stop me? Okay, just stop me, but I'm not leaving here without praying." So I just lay my hands on the door and I started praying. And when I was praying, I can say, you know, the way he was walking, he was breathing, he hated Jesus so much. I don't know what the church did to him or Christian people did to him, but he hated God. And he was here, he was really angry. And I just laid my hands on the door and I was praying. And after 2 minutes, I wrapped up and I said, "Okay, amen, God, and bye-bye." And I walked away, and as I shook his hand, I hear the Lord say, "Open your mouth, I want to speak with him." I'm like, no, not this guy. Please, everyone else, not this one. Came here to pray for the guy inside, not for the guy who wanted to kill me here. Guys, he was big. He was tough. And look at me. You know? And I'm here, and I'm standing. I'm like, "No, God, please don't do this." And I shake his hand and walk away. And my friend from the US is with me and we're walking away. And I hear the Lord who says, "Vijesh, go to him." And I just turned back and just walked to him. And when I went to him, I don't know what to say. I just say, "Hey, sir, you know what? Jesus wants to speak with you." And he looks at me like, oh, you know, like how weird I can be. And the Lord just gives me two names. And I said, do you know those two girls? And he says, yeah, those are my two daughters. And I gave him such an accurate prophetic word for those two little daughters. And this man, as tough as he was, he started crying. And he started crying. His heart was so filled with who Jesus was. And he just looked at me with tears in his eyes. You see, this is what we're scared of. We're scared, what if they say no?
That's right.
What if they don't love me? Who cares? Mm. Let me tell you something. Can you humiliate let me put it that way. Can you kill someone who's dead?
No, that's right.
Can you kill a dead man?
No.
Can you humiliate someone who's humble?
Yes.
If you're scared of humiliation, it means that you're proud inside. Yeah. You're not like Jesus. If humiliation is what you're scared of, it means that Jesus is not in you. Because if he comes in, his humility and his meekness comes with him. So who cares if they say no? Who cares if they spit on your face? Who cares if they slap you? Just love Jesus and love people.
Yeah.
So I was there and I just went and just spoke to him and Jesus touched his heart. This is how cool Jesus is.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be churchy about anything. He just needs to love.
That's right.
That's it. So the guy is here and he's wrecked by the Holy Spirit. He's crying. I lay my hands on his shoulders. I pray for him. He falls on his knees. And you can say by the way that he's crying is genuine. Because he hated God 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
He's now crying and he's opening his heart to the Lord. He's confessing his sins. He's confessing Christ as his Lord and Savior. Why? Just because Jesus showed who he was.
Yeah.
Who he is.
Amen.
And now what happens? I was going away. And he said, no, sir. No, please. Get in. And he opens the door and I walk into the room where that guy was and there was like four doctors with him. And you know what? As soon as he walked in, I saw the ECG machine. It goes beep, 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 beep. You don't need to be a doctor to know this. You watch Indian movies, you know the guy is dead. Yeah, because somehow Indian movies have so much of those things. The guy was dead. And the doctors was removing all the tubes from him, you know, like everything. He fell from a building or something while he was working, and he just died. And my friend from the U.S. is with me, and he's like, Jesh, what are we going to do? Is that it? Did God send us here for the guy outside? And okay, let's go home. And I felt in my heart that no, this can't be it. There needs to be something more to this.
Oh, yeah.
They're like all those doctors here, and just like, you know, taking off the tubes. And I remember I walked to him, and I just said, I waited for the doctors to go. As soon as they were leaving the room, I just said, guys, can I just pray for him? And they're like, okay, yeah, do your thing. He's dead. So I go and I just remember taking my lips close to his ears with my hand on his head and really leaning on him. And I just said those simple, simple words. Jesus, love him. Love him. As soon as we spoke those words, one teardrop fell from his eyes.
Hey, come on, glory.
The doctors went like, what the? And they said, connect him again. And while they connected him again, his heart was beating again.
Amen.
This is what Jesus can do.
Yeah.
1 week afterwards, he was in church giving the testimony. 1 week afterwards, he was completely restored, completely renewed.
Yeah.
Why? Because Jesus is God who can raise you from the grave. This is what he did. This is what he's doing. This is who Jesus is. No matter how filthy your life can be, he can still get in. Remember, he was born in a manger. No matter how dead you can be, he can still get in because why? He rose from the grave.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
This is who Jesus is.
Yeah.
This is what Jesus can do.
Yeah.
And he just needs people who are crazy enough to believe in him and believe what he said and do what he was doing.
Yeah.
It's not easy anytime you go out, but it's necessary. You expose yourself. Why? Because you love Jesus. And you want people to see him through you. Today I want to speak with you, every single one of you. Listen to this carefully. We're not here to only have a revival meeting and be happy about it. 100 people got saved, 100 people got touched, so praise the Lord. No, there are millions waiting out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who wants Jesus?
That's right.
Who needs Jesus?
Yeah.
And this is what we're called to do, to go and give him. He loves people so much.
Yeah.
He loves everyone. You know that neighbor whom you hate? He loves him.
Yeah.
He loves him with all of his heart and he died for him. This is who Jesus is.
Yeah.
And today I just want you to know something. That as he's using one person here, he wants to use every single one of you the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to let him flow through you.
Yeah.
You know, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 19, he says something. Romans 8, 19. And by the way, the miracle I just told you about, the videos on YouTube with all the medical reports, everything, the death report, everything is here. It's on YouTube. You can just go on YouTube and type it in and you will see the video here. Romans 8:19 says something amazing. Romans 8:19 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God." And this is one thing that I want to tell you today. You know, sometimes we are so happy about being in church, about coming to church, about planning church, that we forget that the creation, all of creation, is waiting for one particular thing. Not for another church to rise, not for another Christian to be born, not for another movement to rise, but they're waiting for sons of God to be able to stand up and manifest who they are. And the Greek word for manifestation is apokalypse, which means to reveal, to uncover who lies within you. All of creation is waiting for the moment that sons and daughters will rise up and look up to the world and say, enough is enough. We want Jesus and we'll give Jesus.
Yeah.
This is how we need to be. This is what we carry inside of us. This is who we are. And all of heaven is waiting in us. You know, I will tell you something that maybe you crucified after this, but I don't care. Jesus didn't die to bring you to heaven.
That's right.
Jesus died to bring heaven in you.
That's right.
Say it again. Jesus didn't die to take you to heaven, but he died to bring heaven inside of you.
Yeah, that's right.
This is what he did. If he needed you in heaven, the moment that you would have said, "Lord Jesus, I give you my life," he would have taken you boom, up there. Why are you still here? So that heaven can flow through you.
Yeah.
You are carrying him inside of you.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, wherever you walk, you have Jesus with you. You have Jesus in you.
Yeah.
It's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're able to put your focus again on Jesus, you will give birth to revival.
Yeah, that's right.
Lord.
That's true.
It's all about Jesus.
Yeah.
Sometimes we spend a good meeting, 50 people fell down, 100 got healed. Praise the Lord, this is revival. No, revival is not a feeling. Revival is a man, and his name is Jesus.
Yeah.
The moment Jesus walks in, the church gets revived.
That's right. That's true.
The moment Jesus walks into your life, you are revived. It's not about the conference.
No.
It's about who is in you.
That's right. Revive us again, Lord.
It's about your identity in him. And you know, Satan is always here to try to discourage us and take us far away from the Lord. And it's so sad that today, especially, we have more faith in Satan than in Jesus.
That's true.
We have so much more faith in Satan than we do in Jesus. You see, there's this little thing that I really love in the Bible.
I think it's in Matthew 4.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 6. The Bible says that... No, sorry. The Bible says that one day... You all know the story, right? When, don't worry about it. I'll pick it up. Thank you. Thank you, boss. The Bible gives a story that one day when Jesus was in the desert, you know, Satan came to him. And Satan came to him to tempt him. And one thing that Satan says in Matthew 4, 6. The Bible says, "And Satan said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give angels charge over thee." And you know the rest, right? Satan comes to Jesus and says, "If you are the Son of God, do this." Now, Satan, remember this, Satan is the father of lies. He cannot speak the truth. He came to Jesus and he said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God,
cast himself down. He wanted Jesus to see himself only as the Son of God. But a few verses above, when Jesus was baptized and the heavens opened and the voice was heard, the voice said in Matthew 3, the voice said, "For this is my beloved Son." Satan wanted Jesus to forget that he was the beloved of the Father. You're only the Son of God. No, Jesus knew that he was much more than just the Son. He was the one whom the Father loves. And because the Father loves, this represented who he was. So same thing with us. Satan wants to diminish your identity. Oh no, this is just for Pastor Brian. Oh no, this is just for the evangelist. Oh no, this is just for the worship leader. You're just a simple little Christian. Just be a cute Christian and be happy about it. This is what Satan wants you to believe. And it's sad that we do. We do want to believe that we're a cute little Christian just being happy about praising Jesus. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we go back home and we spend a good time with our little Christian family and be happy. No. This is what Satan wants for the church. This is the Christian church according to Satan. The church of Jesus is a church that carries the DNA of the Father.
Yes.
It's the one who knows that they are not only sons and daughters, but they are the beloved of the Father. That the Father loves us so much. And because he loves us, he will do great things through us. Because he is so in love with us. That's why when I go out on the streets and love people and lay my hands on them, they will be healed. When I go out and share Jesus with someone, their hearts will be touched. Because we are beloved of the Father, we carry him in us. This is who we are. You know, in the book of Acts, Peter stands up and Peter says something amazing. He says, what the prophet Joel prophesied a couple of years ago, he said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And this is a verse that the charismatic church, we know so much about it. God will pour out his spirit, God will pour out his spirit, God. So we're waiting for him to pour down, pour out your spirit, Father, pour out your spirit, Father. And one thing that's nice, you know, in the Greek, when you read about it in the book of Acts, when Peter says in Acts 2:17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall see dreams. And one word that I want to emphasize here, pour out. The Greek word for pour out is the word exhale. And exhale is more than pouring down like in a, you know, in a jar, I just pour some water down. This is what we think God will do. We think that one day God will take a jar of his spirit and start pouring it on the earth, and then revival will come. The Greek word is so much more simple than this. He says, for in the last days I will pour out, not pour down. The Greek word echeo means from your inner being will rivers get out of you. Revival doesn't happen when God decides to pour his spirit down. Revival happens when the church decides to rise up and let the spirit flow through them.
Yeah, that's right.
This is what the Bible prophesied. For in the last days there will be a group of crazy people who will rise up with such a passion for Jesus, and it will be so strong that it will run through them and affect everyone around them. This is revival. This is the Jesus movement rising. It's not about coming and being happy about church and waiting for God. You want to see a move of God? Look at yourself in the mirror. You are the move of God.
Yeah, that's right.
You are his move for London. You are his move for Ilford. You are the move of God. He's not about to do something he did the day you were born.
Glory to God.
Everything is in you. This is your identity in him.
Yeah.
We need to know where we're standing with him and who we are in him and what's the reason why we're here. We're here to impact every single one around us. Everyone whom our path crosses, we need to impact them with who Jesus is. Just love people. Just go out, just have an impact. Can you just give me a pad sound, please, buddy? Good pad sound with you. The cold to be Jesus here on earth. You know, when this guy was healed in the, well, resurrected, I don't know how to say,
But when it was okay, we got out, this friend of mine and myself, and we're walking, and he looks at me and he's like, dude, that was crazy. And I'm like, yeah, man, that was pretty awesome, right? Jesus did something amazing. And he looks at me and he says, hey, man, you know what? You're not human, you're Jesus. And I tell him, no, you know what? I'm not Jesus. And he was convicted in his heart that I was Jesus. And I looked at him, I tried to convince him that, no way, I'm just a simple guy, just like you, just Jesus through us. And he's like, dude, he's so real in you. And at the same moment, the Holy Spirit speaks to me and he tells me that, you know what? You always need to be Jesus for everyone who's out there in the world. This is who you need to be. The world doesn't need to know you as a Christian. They need to know you as Jesus.
That's right, man.
You need to smell him. You need to be like him. You need to walk him. You need to eat him, to drink him, to be just like he is. Sometimes when we speak of Jesus, we're so caught up in ministry that when we speak of Jesus, we think it's the guy who just walks on water, who just performs great miracles, who just preaches the gospel. This is Jesus. He died and he rose. What about when Jesus was walking with his disciples and decided to drink a coffee in the coffee shop down the street? Why do we forget this one? Why do we forget this Jesus? How was Jesus when he was sitting with his buddies and just watching a football match? Why do we forget this Jesus? Oh, Jesus, yeah, but he was human as well. And he impacted the world wherever he was. How was he? How was he? The moment. Think about this, right? You're in a coffee, and Jesus and the dude just walks in. What happens to the atmosphere? You order in your coffee, and you see Jesus next to you, and he orders his coffee. What happens to cashier when Jesus hands over the money?
Yeah.
You're walking, and Jesus walks next to you. Just goes next to you. What will happen to your inside? The moment that he walks next to you. This is who you are called to be. Having the same and very impact that Jesus would have had. If Jesus was living in Ilford, woke up in the morning, when he got out on the streets, how would the people react around him? This is who you're called to be. You're not called to be a Christian. There's not one verse in the Bible that says this. You're called to be like Jesus. Paul says, for we are transformed from glory to glory in the image of the fullness of Christ. I just want you to know how powerful you are. How powerful the Bible says you should be.
That's right.
I'm fed up to see Christians struggling with witchcraft. Derek, wake up! Wake up! Witchcraft is underneath our feet.
Yeah.
Jesus paid the price of the cross.
Yeah.
Jesus paid it all. I'm sick and tired of seeing Christians struggling with sickness, with poverty, on and on and on. It's time to get out and let Jesus be Jesus.
Come on.
This is what lies in you. And Satan wants you to see yourself so little. And we see ourselves that way. We see ourselves that way. You know, I have nothing against you take a track and you go out there and you try to invite people. That's awesome. That's amazing. Praise the Lord for this. But let me tell you one thing. It can hurt you. I don't care. But let me tell you one thing. Jesus never went out with paper. He went with power.
Yeah, that's right.
He never went out with a piece of paper, but he went with the power of the kingdom.
Yeah,
and he showed who he is.
Glory. That's right.
Show me one verse of the Bible where he says, Jesus with his disciples took a little bit of truck and went out and said, please come to church on Sunday. Church, be like Jesus. Be like him.
Yeah.
Jesus went out and he saw the blind, he healed the blind. He saw the lepers, he healed them. He saw the sick, he healed. He saw the dead, he rose them. This is what he was doing.
Yeah.
This is what he was doing.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the church of Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
That does not have an on and off switch.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm activated for sharing the gospel. Tomorrow I'm going to Mandela with my family.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Last time, funny story, last time I walked in McDonald's with my sister-in-law and we were just walking, and I passed next to that lady and I just hear her leg. And I tell my sister-in-law, my name is Fanny, I just say, hey Fanny, can you just go and just lay your hands on that lady and just pray for her leg? And she goes and she says, do you have something with your leg? And the lady said, yes, she just snapped a ligament on her ankle. So she lays her hands on the ankle and just said, Jesus, heal her. In the middle of McDonald's, that lady was completely healed. With so many people gathering around, and everyone was so amazed to see what Jesus could do. Simply why? Because a little daughter wanted to be like the father.
Yeah.
You see, I have a little daughter. She's here, and it so pleases my heart when she tries to act like me. Sometimes I would say something, and she would just repeat it after me. I walk away. She just walked the same way. How it pleases the heart of the Father. When we sons and daughters decide to walk like him, act like him, see like him, talk like him, smell like him, do everything like him. Do you know what joy comes to the heart of Jesus? He says, I didn't die in vain. God allows you to come here to taste heaven so that you can share heaven out there. Real church is not here, it's out there on the streets.
That's right.
It's waiting. It's waiting. It's waiting. It's waiting. No one wants to go there. We're so happy with our comfort. Let me tell you one thing, guys. It's out of the comfort zone that we need the comforter.
Yeah.
Think about this. We all want the Holy Spirit to move in such an amazing way. To do what? Why? Why do you want this? It's out of the comfort zone that we need the comforter.
Yeah.
Jesus says, well, I'm going, but I will send another one who will come to comfort you. He will be the comforter. Why do we need him if we stay comfortable? You don't need the Holy Spirit if you stay in church.
It's true.
You need the Holy Spirit when you're exposing yourself. Once I was walking, I don't remember which country, but I was just walking and inside of a commercial center, and there was like this group of kids just sitting there, and I just walked in the midst of them, not knowing who I am. I just walked in there and just said, hey guys, how are you doing? And they look at me like, who are you? You know, I'm just here just being with them, and hey guys, how are you doing? And they say, who are you? And I tell them, you know what, I'm the Son of God. They say, what? What do you mean you're the Son of God? I say, yeah, I'm the Son of God, I have God in me. Jesus is in me. I said, what do you mean Jesus is in you? And I don't know what to say. Why? Because I'm out of the comfort zone. I'm exposing myself. And the Holy Spirit just comes in and shows me one girl. And I say, here, you have lower back problem. And she says, yes. I'm like, come here, just sit down. She sits down. And she sees that one leg is shorter than the other by a few inches. And everyone's like, hey, wow, that's cool. How do you know this? How do you know this? I'm like, no, that's not the cool part. Just wait for it. We just took the leg and just said, in the name of Jesus, grow. And the leg grew in front of everyone. And everyone was so, like, couldn't believe what was going on. Why? Because Jesus was walking in. And there was this one guy who was just standing in the back and just making fun of everything. And I rise up and I look at him in his eyes and I just call him by his name, not knowing him. And I say, your mom has a neck issue. And he says, yes. And I'm like, I pray for your mom. Just call her and see if she's okay. I pray for the mom and she calls and the neck gets healed over the phone.
Amen.
This is how Jesus would do it.
That's right.
I had no trucks. I had no leaders from church. I just had me and myself and Jesus. This is when the power comes in. This is when the power starts impacting. This is what we need. This is the heartbeat of heaven. Heaven has a heartbeat. And the heartbeat of heaven whispers, Jesus, 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 Jesus. It's so good to hear preachers preaching 1 hour sermon on Christian values. It's amazing. But very few can stand up and preach 15 minutes on Jesus. Simply Jesus. It's amazing to learn about his values, but do you know the man? The man that was slain on the cross. Pastor Brian said something earlier. I'll just share this with you quickly and then we'll worship together. Can you just fill the room with a nice sad song, my friend, please? Listen to me, guys, all the musicians. Can I have the drummer? Is he around here? I'll need you from now on to play as if revival was resting on your fingers. And by what you're playing, revival will break out in the UK.
Yeah.
I need you to play as if revival was waiting in your fingers. The moment that you will play those chords there will be the moment revival will flow in the UK. I need you to play, my friends, on the drums as if revival is waiting on every beat that you will flow from that drum. And every touch of sound will open heaven and revival will break out in the UK. We will play prophetically in some minutes, but right now, start being revived by the Spirit. I was a Satanist for a couple of years, and one night I was in a hotel room with seven friends. Yeah, keep it going, don't worry about my voice, just keep it going, revival is coming. It's about to get crazy, guys, okay? It's about to get crazy, Jesus is here, I can feel it. So I was there in the hotel room, and in the middle of the night, a white smoke fills the room so thick. And in the smoke, there was one man who was standing, who walked to me. I looked at him in the eyes, and his eyes were like burning fire. And he looked at me in my eyes, and I know I couldn't hide who I was from him, because he's the Lamb of God that was saved for the sin of all of mankind. And he looked at me, he knew that I was a sinner, but he looked at me with love. And he said those few words, "My son, tonight I'm revealing myself to you." And he walked in me, he took possession of who I was, and I started hearing his voice. I jumped on the bed, and I started praying for the kids, who were all Satanists. Overnight, Jesus changed them and transformed them completely. Why? Because this is how cool he is. This is how amazing he is. I wasn't in a church, I was in a hotel room. I was not anywhere else. I was in a hotel room being a Satanist. Why do I preach Jesus? It's because he came to me. So many people have faith in faith. It's time to have faith in Jesus. Faith will not heal you. Jesus will. Faith will not set you free. Jesus will. Faith will not prosper you. Jesus will. Stop having faith in faith. Start having faith in Jesus. This is who you need. You need Jesus. You need Jesus more than ever. Worship him. Worship him. You teach us, bring heaven down. Bring heaven down. Bring heaven down. Revival is coming through you, guys. Revival is coming through you. The sound of heaven. The sound of heaven. The sound of heaven. Yes, Jesus. Jesus.
means holy. Holy means different. Different means crazy. We need to be crazy people rising up for a God of craziness. Every single one of you are called to impact this land. I hear the Spirit telling me to tell you. Keep it going, right? We're just entering the property, keep it going. I hear the Spirit that is saying me to tell you that a few years from now, there will be a day that those walls around which you're gathering, instead of which you're gathering, will testify that there was a church that was gathering. There was a church that was gathering, and the passion came so strong and so great that this church have had an impact on this land like no other churches have ever had in the land of the UK. The Spirit is saying there is time coming, a time of greatness, a new season that is coming, a season that will restructure everything that you know and give you the love of Jesus for the souls out there, and you will see the moment that this comes in, you will see a cross coming in that you will not be able to contain, and that these cripples will run for the Lord of Church. For the Lord of Church. No, not in a Christian center in a little area of London that exploded with so much power and infected this land so much that the media started talking about it. That the people start to know you. You're not called for the hundreds. You're called for the millions. You're not called for the hundreds. You're called for the millions. Come on. A new vision is coming. A new vision is coming from the Lord. A new season is coming. A new season. Yes, Father, I hear these words, church, not as you know it. Church, not as you know it. You are called to be different. You are called to be different. Well, here it is, church, but not as you know it. You are called to rise up and take up Jesus so high up in the air. Lift the banner of Jesus so up high. Brian, I'm seeing new visions. I'm seeing new visions falling out like a waterfall, just falling down and just filling the church. I'm seeing so many great things taking birth from this place and going out. Going out. Thank you.
so much on the church. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were many, very many, in the open valley, and they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can those bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say upon them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring you flesh, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you up with skin, and put breath into you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone by bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come up the four wind, O breath, and breathe upon this same, that they may live. So I prophesied it as he commanded, and he breathed, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. And he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off of our bones. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves. I will cause you to come out of your graves. I will bring you to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord, and I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you out of your graves, and you shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. I shall place you in your own land, and shall be known that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, said the Lord. The Lord is saying to this church, there is coming a time of greatness that is ahead of you, and you will be equipped. You will be equipped by Him to enter this new season. And when this season comes in, it will all be about Jesus. It will be the movement of Jesus rising up in the UK like never before. A movement that will impact the society so much. Mark those words. A few years from now, you will see those connections starting to open up. God will use you. God will use this generation. Just close your eyes and lift your hands to heaven. I just want to pray for you quickly, and then I'm gone. Don't worry what's going to happen. If people are falling down and they fall down, if people are laughing, let them laugh. If people are crying, let them cry. Just be with Jesus. A church that would change the UK. A church that would change this land. And you are His church. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy of this church that as from today, nothing will be the same. There will be a passion rising up in them. There will be a passion taking birth inside of them that will compel them to go out and be Jesus with everyone. I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that your spirit come. And your spirit fills them in a way that they can no longer contain it inside. Set the fire in them, Father. Set the fire in them, Father. In the name of Jesus, we break the chains of limitations. We break the chains of witchcraft. We break the chains of sickness. the church that is crazy in love with Jesus. It is not only a church that knows how to scream, how to jump, how to twirl, and how to do all those crazy things, that's amazing. But a Holy Spirit driven and filled church is a church that is crazy in love with Jesus. For Jesus says that he's coming after me, and he will reveal you all things that I have said. He will teach you who I am. This is a church of the Holy Spirit. Guys, I'm telling you what the Holy Spirit says. I will not try to do more, not try to be more cool than what he wants to do. I just want you to know that God loves you so much, and it's time to have an impact where you are. It's time to impact this land. It's time. The time is out. The time is out. You know, I'm hearing the Spirit as if an army is marching. You know the sound that the armor would make? Going like this. I'm hearing the sound of an army marching. And I'm hearing a clock ticking. And the Lord is saying, the time is out. Time is up. It's not about tomorrow, it's not about next week. It's about now. It's now. Just decide to do it and he'll be with you. I love you guys, I love you so much, and remember this. It's not about us, it's not about me, it's about the Lamb of God. We are only the donkey carrying Jesus. We are nothing more than this. He deserves all the glory and all the honor. Father, heal everyone who's sick here, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't need to lay hands on them, you are there with them. Just heal every one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody give them Jesus a hand of praise. Yay! Thank you, Lord.
Praise, and we give you glory. Amen. Let the church